Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. At the outset, my delegation congratulates you and the Vice Chair, cum rapporteur, for your respective elections and assures you of our full support. We thank the Secretariat for the meeting arrangements, preparation of documents and briefings in the lead-up to this meeting. My delegation appreciates and thanks the Secretary General for her comprehensive presentation this morning. We are pleased to note that UNCTAD's technical cooperation recovered well from the shock of the COVID-19 pandemic and continued to prioritize pandemic-related technical assistance, supporting developing countries in recovering better from the pandemic and building their resilience for future crises and shocks. Mr. Chair, UNCTAD is very well placed in the overall UN Development Assistance Framework to help developing countries access the benefits of a globalized economy more fairly and effectively. Therefore, the independent nature of UNCTAD's research and analysis pillar needs to be preserved to ensure that it continues its valuable contributions to debates on systemic and other important issues. Excuse me. The overall role of UNCTAD in assisting developing countries needs to be further strengthened to enable swift recovery from the pandemic as well as to deal effectively with the triple crisis of food, energy, finance, especially in developing countries. And in this regard, we fully support the call by the Secretary General for the allocation of additional resources to UNCTAD. Mr. Chair, with regard to the Programme 2024 Programme Plan, my delegation welcomes the newly established UNCTAD multi-year plan and framework. We also like to thank the Secretariat for the presentation of a non-paper. It's very useful. I would like to briefly highlight the following priorities for my delegation in 2024 program plan. First, in view of the climate and environment crisis leading to rising temperature and floods, there is an urgent need to further examine the intersectionality of development, trade, and climate change, and the global support required by developing countries. Second, with rising inflation, triggering currency depreciation, and rising interest rates, it is important to redirect focus on recommending long-term and durable solutions to mitigate the increasing vulnerabilities of developing countries vis-a-vis meeting their debt obligations, including through debt relief, debt concessions, debt restructuring, particularly for climate-vulnerable countries. Third, the interrelated systemic issues in the global economy UNCTAD has been dealing with are even more relevant amid the COVID-19 fallout. We call on UNCTAD to continue to carry out evidence-based cutting-edge research on these systemic issues with the overarching goal to promote a more development-friendly system of global economic governance in the longer term. Fourth, advocate and promote the role of science and technology to achieve SDGs, including through open science, technology transfer, and the development of innovation ecosystems, support for MSMEs and startups in the developing countries. Lastly, we hope that UNCTAD will continue its useful work on other related issues inter alia, analyzing international investment agreements from a development angle, policy advice for developing countries on economic diversification and investment promotion, including foreign direct investment, and push reforms on global taxation system, etc. Mr. Chair, my delegation welcomes several proposed highlighted results under various sub-programs, for example, green industrialization strategies, improved business environment through development of digital government platforms, improved understanding on innovation for development, and the role of frontier technologies. We look forward to a constructive meeting of the working party and assure you of our full support. I thank you.